connected. But my prayer is that you would be connected to that precious, precious Savior that drew us out of waters, that put our feet on solid rock. But even more than that, that you also would be connected in the things of the Spirit and the things that God has for each one of us, that anything in our life that's not producing would be productive. Amen. That's been our prayer, even as the GO team and as other ministries, you know, there's been a pruning, there's been a tightening, a removal. You know, and I'm not going to jump too far ahead in my message here, but, you know, if something isn't bearing fruit, it's critical in the kingdom. God expects fruit in every area of our lives. And I believe, Pastor Brad, I don't ever think of this church as a small church. When you see, as a reason Pastor showed this, and they, right back here on the wall, you know, it's just, well, I didn't even need a word from the Lord. It was written all over the wall there, but it's connect, and that's what this church is about. It's about not just connecting you to a religious organization or a facility or even a pastor per se, but connecting you to the purposes and plans of God that he has for you. You are specifically made and designed for his purposes. That's what he purchased you for. It says he redeemed you. He bought you with his own precious blood because he saw in you. You were formed. He said, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. So you were designed for God's purposes and plans in the earth. And that's what it's up to us to find out and to get connected to again. And that's the message I want to minister to you tonight. But if you have your Bibles tonight, go to John chapter 15. That's where we're going to camp out for tonight. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for the power and the transformation that takes place, Lord. You said, be not conformed to this world, but be therefore transformed by the renewing of our minds. I thank you, Lord, that as the word goes forth, it brings great conviction upon our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the word transforming us into who you've called us and who the Bible says you've made us to be. You've made us the righteousness of God in Christ. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of the living God. Do what I cannot do, what no man, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration. Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves. Just lift your hands up and say, I surrender all that I am, Lord, to your plans, to your purposes. Holy Spirit, I open up my heart right now to receive any correction, any instruction that you have for me, that my light would produce fruit and much fruit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In John chapter 15, reading in verse number 1, the Bible says, I am the true vine, and the Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Say much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Say, much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, hallelujah, might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is the commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, hallelujah, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, say fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Turn to your neighbor on either side and ask them this question. Are you connected? Go ahead. Are you connected? You know, I think of I'm not an electrician, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night. But as an electrician, there was a couple things that really spoke out to me about power. And it's important what you're connected to. If you're not connected to the power source, there's no power that can flow through you. The other thing I realized too, and I don't if you ever see these guys on these high tension wires, the other thing that's important is that you're grounded. If you're not grounded, power can't flow through you. These all speak of connectivity. If I had a vacuum cleaner up here, I could have the latest and greatest, the most expensive vacuum cleaner that you can buy with money. And it could look, I mean, it could be diamond plated. Right? It could be gold plated. It could be the bee's knees and all that. But if it's not plugged to the source, it's useless. It just looks good. It has no productivity. It has no impact, no change. It's literally useless for it's good for nothing, but an ornament, something to look at. And I thought about that. That's what a church, a powerless church, will only produce: empty religion. We've been in them, cathedrals. I mean, beautiful churches, Sistine chapels, chapels with beautiful stained glass, the greatest architecture. I mean, we're laid by the best masons in the world, imported stone from all over the world. Italy was poured into some of these facilities. And I'm not picking on any church, but the churches are powerless. There's no anointing. They're not connected to the source. And that's really what I want to minister on tonight. What we are connected to, listen to this. I want you to write this down if you would too. What we are connected to will flow into us and through us. Again, what we are connected to will flow into us and through us. And this is going to be a very simple message, but it was very profound to me. The revelation of this word, even like Jesus, when he taught, and you guys probably remember, one of the first messages I preached in here was on the trees and the different types of soil. I put the plants across the platform, and I showed the different types of soil and the seed that was sowed into those soils and what it produced. Every one of them was expecting a harvest, and it depended on where the seed was sowed. I'm coming from a different aspect with this message because the Bible clearly tells us. And I think of it so many times because we depend so much on ourselves with our walk with the Lord. But we don't realize a lot of times what we're connected to. You know, if anything, just to share a little testimony of Maui and the trip, is I got a greater revelation of what we're connected to. You know, it's one thing when you're here and, you know, West Virginians, you know, if you've never been to Hawaii or out of the continental United States, or God forbid you've never been out of the state of West Virginia, there are some. But you get a better understanding that this is not just, and again, that's why I said I look, I've got a different revelation. I got a different viewpoint. And it's not that I didn't know it, but it became more real to me of what we're connected to. When Pastor shows this video and shows all these congregations all over the world, you're connected to it. You're connected by your giving. You're connected by your prayers. You're connected to the anointing that flows out of a visionary, Dr. Morocco and Pastor Colleen, who by faith established a work, 50-some years ago, 51 years ago. 43 for the concert, 46, I believe, and they've been married for 51 years. So the life and legacy that he has imparted has a footprint all over the globe. And I believe that in order for us, because the most important thing, it's not what Dr. Morocco is doing, it's not what Pastor Brad is doing, what I'm doing, but it's what each and every one of us are doing. Because the Bible doesn't say, I want your church to bear fruit. I want your pastor to bear fruit. He said, I want you to bear fruit. And you're connected. That's the key. When you were born again, if you've never been born again, tonight's your night. You're not leaving this place. Don't leave this place without knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and say, that's what I want to be connected with. You know, the Italians, they say he'll make you a made man. He's a one of mine. He's a friend of mine. Well, Jesus will make you a friend of his. You'll be connected to the family, the only family that matters. Don't have to be one of the five families, Brother John, just a member in the family. Amen? The family of God. First of all, how are we connected? We're connected by the word through faith. The word of God. Faith comes how? I'm a faith man. I love preaching on faith. Romans 10:17. You don't have to turn there, but the Bible says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to understand, I know John and some of the others are gardeners, but the Bible says very clearly that the children of Israel, that the house of Israel were grafted out. And you and I who are Gentiles were grafted in. And I want you to understand that, because that's what you could take a plant, and John, you know that. It's just you take that plant and you cut that thing was cut off. That branch was removed. That was the Israelites. And the Bible says one day when the Messiah comes, they'll be grafted back in. And it says it's much easier for the natural vine to be grafted in and take hold than it is for us who are not a natural vine to be grafted in. So we're the branch that was grafted in. And what happens is you take that thing and you graft it in. But he says very clearly here, what are we connected to, Pastor? A husbandman, which is God our Father, and we've got a vine. The Bible says, Jesus said, except a kernel of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Jesus was that seed that was planted in the earth. He who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. He was planted in the earth as God's seed to produce a harvest. God's not just winging this thing. He had a plan and a purpose from the foundations of the earth. And it's all about fruitfulness. And the only way for you and I to be fruitful is not in the doing, but it's in the abiding. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And this gave me great courage, great strength, great encouragement in my spirit, because I realized, Minister Lee Howe, it's not so much about what we do, but it's about where we're positioned. If you remain in me. You know, the disciples didn't have to go around trying to figure out how to do miracles. They were connected to Jesus. And because they were connected to him, he said, the works that I do, you'll do also. He breathed on them. There was an impartation. There was a connection to the master. Now, that didn't work for everybody, because we know the sons of Sceva, they weren't connected. The sons of Sceva went and said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. We heard it through the Jerusalem news last week that Paul's doing this stuff, but let's try it. Didn't work out so well with them. They weren't connected to the power source. They were trying to use a power that they weren't connected to. And the enemy knew it right away. John chapter 5, verse 3, we read there. It says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word is so crucial in our lives to connect us with God's plans and purposes. If my word remains in you, if you abide in me and my word remains in you, abides in you. The word of God is so important. And I want you to, these things I'm hitting tonight, I want you to realize, because you'll hear certain things from your pastors all the time. Well, you just need to get in your word, brother. You just need to get in your word. You need to read. You need to pray. You need to fast. And you hear these things, and we've been preaching on the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It's not, again, I don't want to put this as a legalistic assignment. I've got to do, I must do, I must pray. I don't want to pray, but I have to pray. If you take that approach, you'll hate morning prayer. Lord, 6 o'clock again. 8 o'clock again. Oh, they're having that weekend prayer again. You won't see the power in it. You won't want it. You're not connected. Anybody ever stick their finger in a light socket? Anybody ever grab a hold of electric fence? I didn't have to question what was connected when I grab a hold of that thing. When I grabbed a hold of that electric fence, there's power, power, wonder-working power. And it was a little more explicit than that. But, hey, we grabbed a hold of something, and what was in that line I got a hold of. And I released. It brought me to a level that I'd never been before. Brought my hair to a level I'd never been before. Because I got a hold of a power source. And I got connected to it. That's what's important in prayer. That's what's important through the word of God. There has to be a connectivity. My words, the Bible says, are spirit and life. When I get a hold of the word of God and I put it in my spirit, it becomes my connection with God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was made flesh, and the word dwell among us. And we beheld as him as the only begotten of the Father. I'm connected through Jesus through the word. It becomes who it becomes the very realization. It's living. It's not just some dusty old page. It's got some cute little sayings and nice little stories. It's the word made flesh. And his word is what connects me to his plans and purposes. It's what grafts me into him. He said, remember what he said, unless you drink of my blood and eat of my flesh. Well, Jesus wasn't a cannibal. And they looked at him like, what's this guy talking about? He was saying, taste and see that the Lord is good. You've got to get a hold of his word till it gets in. And what happens? I get connected. What jumps and leaps in my spirit is a connection with the word. Even while I'm preaching this, scripture just leaping in my spirit. Why is it? Because there's a connection. I've got wiring that's connected to the main source. How's it flow? It's not because of who I am. It's because of who he is in me. Paul said, not I that live, but Christ liveth in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And last time I checked, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's not walking on the earth. But the Bible says, as he is in this world, so are you and me. I'm Jesus Christ's representation. I'm not claiming to be the Messiah. Don't get me wrong. Say, you're a cult. No. But I am connected to the vine and the very life. The works that he did, those works and greater works I'll do because I'm connected to the source. I'm just a conduit. If you look on the wall there, going up that wall there, that white thing is painted white. Those are all conduits. But they have a purpose. Because what they're doing is they're going to the source. There's a source they're connected to. And out of that, there's a fruit of lighting in here. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You're the light of the world, right? If our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost. Have you got any fruit? What fruit are you bearing for a lost and dying world? You ate somebody else's fruit sometime because they bore fruit. Number two, we are connected by abiding in him through fellowship, and I added communion. I just talked about that. Unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. To abide means to remain, to stay. It speaks of relationship. In verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Abiding. Now listen to this part, because this one's just a little bit tougher. Remain, stay, okay, I know his word. Yeah, I believe that word. But then it goes a little further. It says to submit to agree to remain steadfast and faithful. It says, are you so connected to his word that that's where you abide in? You abide. Are you abiding in a place? Pastor dealt with fear this morning. Are you abiding in a place of faith? Are you remaining that I know who in whom I believed? I know who I'm connected to. When I get in the Word of God, it doesn't matter what's happening with this natural body. I'm connected to a power source. I'm connected to a healing anointing. Jesus wasn't sick, and he's not up in heaven battling COVID. He's not battling any sickness or disease. I'm not connected to any disease or sickness. He took care of that at Calvary. He bore it in his body. He triumphed over it. So what does that mean? I'm connected to healing. I'm connected to wholeness. I'm connected to miracle-working power. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, it shall quicken or make alive my mortal body. That's what I'm connected to. I'm connected to healing. I'm connected to miracle-working power. Why? Because I choose to abide in him, remain in him. And that's a place that you've got to be positioned in him. You have to realize what I'm connected to. You don't just jump off the ship. Keep staying in the boat. Don't jump ship because you're feeling. Stay steadfast. I know in whom I believed. God's not a man that he should lie. If anybody here has ever proven him a liar, see me after service. You won't do it. He's not a man that he should lie. Number three, we are connected by love. Verse 9 says, continue as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The Bible says, perfect love casteth out all fear. Fear hath torment, as Pastor was ministering on this morning, but love drives that out. Everything we do in the kingdom, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, deals with love. If I have not love, I'm as sounding brass or tinkling cymbals. I'm connected by love. Some of you need to hear that tonight. God loves you. God loves you. He really loves you. He cares about you. And you're connected to the Father by love. I had to have that revelation. I had to understand. I remember my wife coming over me, just especially when you're under attack, that you belong to him. She just kept reminding me over and over, you belong to him. You're his child. He loves you. He cares about you. When I get connected to the love of God, oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forever endure. Paul said, the love of Christ constrains me. It keeps me. It's the fact, the very reason why we do what we do, Minister Lee Howe, is the love of God that's coursing through our vein. I don't always like people, but I love them. The love of God. God loves people more than anything. You want to love people more? Get connected to the vine. Because everything, you have to see the picture of the vine. God is the husbandman. He oversees the precious fruit of the earth. He's watching. He's looking for fruit. If you're a farmer, you don't plant things and say, boy. And I always thought of this because I grew strawberries when I was younger. It was for 4-H. Great program. And plus I got strawberry pies afterwards. So it was well worth the effort. But I remember that these plants would grow. And even my wife, I remember she does what, anybody heard of squash blossoms? Zucchini and squash, they're wonderful. I'm telling you, just get with me afterwards. Or TikTok it or something. Or what is it? What's that thing that gives you the recipes on there? Instagram it, trust me. Pinterest, there you go. But there was something amazing about these fruit, but these blossoms would open up, and she'd go out there early in the morning, she'd pick these blossoms. I never thought my kids would touch them. I'm on a rabbit trail right now. They were talking about that. Deal with the rabbit trails. Get back on course. But the kids loved them. But, you know, there's something about those flowers. Boy, they're pretty. I mean, they're so beautiful. They smell good. But you know one thing they're missing? Fruit. There's no fruit. And there's a way you can tell when that thing opens up if it has a fruit, right? It shows you there's a fruit in there. If it's a fruit, leave it alone. Because even that flower's pretty, it's got more to come. It's not just fluff and stuff. It's got substance. If you let that thing grow, it'll produce fruit. And if you get rid of what's not producing fruit, guess what happens? More fruit. That's where I was going with the strawberries. These strawberries would get these runners, and they would run, and they would go over here, and they beautiful blossoms. And I was going, praise God. Look at it. It jumped there, and it jumped there. And it's all connected. And I mean, it just, like a big old vine, it'd get way over here, and I planted it over there. I thought, man, that's awesome. I had a problem, though. These were ever-bearing strawberries. When they first started, Minister Mark, things were big old juicy strawberries. I mean, wonderful fruit. I thought I'm Martha Stewart and whoever else. It's a, you know, I had a bright green thumb at that moment, and here are these beautiful strawberries. But Pastor, by the time it got over there, there wasn't nothing on the vines. I saw a lot of beautiful flowers. I saw a lot of growth, but no substance, no fruit that remained. I can't do that. I wasn't going to chew on them vines. Wasn't going to chew on some strawberry plants. But there was something I didn't realize. I had to go back and cut some things off. I had to get rid of some things that weren't producing. That's not fun, Minister Lehow. I mean, you ever see that? They got these beautiful trees, and they're all bushy, and, man, they look wonderful. And they go up there, and they just do a hack job on them. Apple trees, man, they just cut them back. And, oh, man, I mean, what are you doing? You're killing the thing. No. The wise guy knows what he's doing. He's pruning it. He's cutting the things away that are unnecessary. They're cutting the fluff and the stuff off of it so that it can bear more fruit. All of a sudden, a year later, you go back, and those strawberry plants, all that was draining the life, I've started getting them big old juicy strawberries again because it wasn't draining it out of there. There's some things in your life, God will see. It may be sin. It may be, there was some times I had some plants that got infection in them. Leaves started turning brown. The fruit was rotten coming out of there. You can't have that connected because it affects everything along. Who wants to eat rotten fruit? See me after service. We'll talk. But no, you want good fruit, that your fruit would remain, and much fruit. That's the key to it. But how is it? Through love. By love. First of all, we're connected by the word. Second of all, I'm connected by abiding in him. Thirdly, I'm connected by love. Faith works by love. Listen, write this down. Power is received and released by love. Power is received and released by love. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, he said. If I walk in love, if I abide in him, and his love fills and floods my heart, and I'm operating in a spirit of love, what happens? His power is given into my life because I'm connected to the source. Guys, this is so simple. Pastor, I'm just like, you know, I think we complicate it too much. Well, you know, I got to do this, Pastor, and I got to do this. And if I just figure out a formula of how many times to pray and what scriptures to read every week, I'll have power flowing. Just get connected to the source. Again, if I tell you go stick your finger in that light socket, you ain't got to question how much power you're going to receive. Whatever's in that outlet is going to flow into your body because you're connected to it. If you're connected to him, whatever's in him will flow in and through your life to minister to everyone you come in contact with. And people can eat of the fruit that's in your life. Amen? Number four, we are connected by joy. That's an important one. And you know, even it being in Maui, just the wonderful joy. I mean, Minister Lehow is not putting on. Let me just tell you that. He's not like, I gotta act like I'm happy. I gotta act like I'm. He's filled with joy because they love the Lord. They're connected to the vine. They didn't move 6,000 miles away from their home and come into a place of West Virginia. They came to reproduce what's in their life. That's why they're filled with it. If you've got joy, what kind of fruit you're going to have off of you? You're going to minister that joy that's coming. It's just an overflow. It's coursing through their veins. I think he wakes up happy. I think he goes to bed happy. I think he cries happy. Just the ministry he has. We're connected by joy. The gladness of heart, listen to this, the gladness of heart comes from knowing God, hallelujah, abiding in Christ and being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's good. Write it down. You young people, you taking notes? God's going to use your generation mightily. I feel that strong. We prayed Saturday, and that was one thing we prayed strong about, what God was going to do in this generation. Sister Gracia prayed about it this morning for her generation. Amen? Amen. The gladness of heart comes from knowing God, abiding in Christ, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and shall your and that your joy might be full. If I'm connected to the vine, his joy is flowing in my life. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Not my joy, not my will. It's also a place of listening and hearing his voice. Are we connected in prayer? Verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, here's the part of prayer. You shall ask what you will, and what happens? 9 times out of 10 it works. 50-50 shot. It shall be done unto you. The place of connection with the Father always brings results. You won't find yourself in a place of prayer where God won't give you direction and instruction that will produce power in your life. If I don't have results, I'm not getting the right instructions. Well, Brother Don, now sometimes that, no, I know what the word says. Did he say there? He said, I shall have, right? And then let's go on for another one here. Verse 16, same thing. What's he say? You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. That's simple. I just go to the Father in prayer. I get my instructions. He tells me how to pray, tells me what to ask for, and I just let the life of God flow through me. I'm a conduit. See, what we don't realize is God's just one of these days going to show up, Pastor Brad, and do something. God does nothing in the earth but a man or a woman first pray. See, I want you to get this. I'm connected. I'm connected. You're no longer, remember he says you're an alien. You're not, Gracia, you're an alien. I'm sorry. You're an alien. You're not of this world. But you're connected. Where are we seated at? Heavenly places with Christ. I'm a conduit. I'm a part of the kingdom. I'm a part of his plans and purposes in the earth. God will do nothing in the earth, but first he reveal it through a prophet. He uses men and women. Do you understand what your responsibility is? It's not just to work your job. Thank God for your job. Thank God for that God gives you seed. That's what your job's for. But you have a plan and a purpose that needs to be activated in the earth, and it's only by being connected to him. That everything that he is flows out of you, because I'm no longer in this world. I'm connected to the vine. I'm connected to the husbandman. And every fruit that Jesus wants to bear in the earth comes from where? Well, if the Lord wants to do it, he'll do it. We got to change our way of thinking. We got to realize if there's fruit to be released in the earth, it's going to come through my branches. And then on the contrary, if I'm not bearing fruit, uh-oh. Every branch that beareth not fruit is cast away and thrown into the fire. God wants productivity. That's not a hard saying, because he tells us the recipe. If you say, Lord, I'm going to do it my way, and I think about it. It's like a battery. You know, a battery in a car, Pastor. If there's no generator or alternator is what we call it, if it's not regenerating power, what happens? The battery goes dead. And then what do you need? You need a jump start. Well, you don't hook the battery to itself to jump itself. It's got to have a source that has power in it. that can jumpstart that thing and get it back up and running. If you separate, and I really want to stress this, because in this hour, it's so important. I'm not just saying this for our church. It is so important that you stay connected. The enemy will try to disconnect you from the body. He'll try to disconnect you from those that love you and care about you. He'll try to disconnect you from the Lord. You've got to stay connected. Stay plugged in. I don't care if it gets hard. I don't care if you quite understand it all. Stay plugged in. Plug into a local church. God uses pastors. He uses leaders to fuel your life, to help you to be a disciple. See, there's a difference. We prayed about it the Saturday. I said, we don't want 100 followers, Pastor. We want 100 disciples. There's a difference. The followers will come for the fish and the loaves. The disciples will stay and say, where can we go? You have the words of life. A disciple will stay. A disciple says, I'm not who I'm going to be, but thank God, by the grace of God, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to abide in him. I'm going to allow his word to abide. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek the face of God. I'm going to grow in the grace of God, and I'm going to stay connected to the vine. And this church will be everything. And guess what, guys? It takes every one of us. If you're in the sound of my voice tonight, you're part of the plan. You're part of the branches. It's not just we want this one to grow, to bear fruit, and that one, well, if you don't want to bear fruit, hey, just hang around and look pretty. No, we want you to bear fruit. Because you know what? The enemy will come after that even. He likes attacking the weak stuff. He likes to attack the stuff that's infected. That's what he comes after. Amen? Lastly, we are connected by our giving. This is important, and I like this. Write this down. Giving releases the power of multiplication. Give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave one son, the last Adam. He gave him. He sowed him as an offering, a seed that was planted, and because of that, he has now multiple sons and daughters. See the power of a seed planted? Generosity. When we talk about generosity, you're in my wallet again, brother. You're talking about my money. No. If you understand you're a conduit, if God's entrusted you with $30,000 a year, with $15,000, or with $1 million a year, it doesn't matter. You're still that conduit. You're that channel. He said he gives us power to get wealth that his kingdom. If I'm connected to the vine, Pastor, my wallet's connected. It's not my money. It's his money. I'm just a steward then. So it's real easy to write a check, Sister Grace, when it don't belong to you. If I gave you my checkbook and said write a check for $1,000, you wouldn't bat an eye. I'll write that all day long. A little harder when it's your own wallet, you know. But when we understand stewardship, we realize that everything I have belongs to him. That's why we teach on tithing and giving in here. It is warm in here. I'm with you, Sister LaDonna. Sister Jamie, you can just a couple times there. Everybody, anybody else warm? Are y'all comfortable? I'm sweating. I won't say how, but big time. What pastor say? He usually says it's like, yeah, I'll keep that. We're connected by our giving. Verse 10. Again, he said, if you keep my commandments. Hallelujah. You shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I think of it not just monetary, so don't just think I'm talking about your money. That's important because the treasure. If my treasure, if it's mine, then I'm not, then that my treasure's in that. That belongs to me. I'm more concerned about my money than what the source that God could use. But here's the other thing, Pastor, is the giving. Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, and the man laid there, lame. And it says they looked at him and said, look on us. And he looked up expecting to receive something. Boy, if you don't get anything tonight, just have that tattooed in your heart right now. The world is expecting to receive something from me. The world needs my fruit. If they don't receive my fruit, they'll go away hungry, empty, lonely, in despair. The Bible says that you bear what? Fruit, Brother Stephen, right? The fruit of salvation, the fruit of joy, the fruits of the Spirit. The world can enjoy those fruits off of us. Not look like we've been dipped upside down in pickle juice for 6 months. But the joy of the Lord. But lastly, I think when Peter and John went up, he said what? Such as I have, give I to thee. The spirit of giving. That connection. How am I connected? Minister Lee Howe, whenever you get, you were headed right to that piano. Amen. Because I'm wrapping up. But the spirit of giving, that generosity, how am I connected to the vine? Because God so loved the world that he gave. If you're not a giver, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not. It's no condemnation, it's just truth. You're not connected to the vine. Everything that God does, he gives. He gives to people. God is generous. He gave his own. He gave the very best he could give. He didn't send a second-class angel. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All these areas speak of, again, I'm going to go over them real quickly, we're connected by the word. Through the word of God, faith is established in our heart. When faith comes alive, what happens? We're connected by abiding in him, not just visiting him on Sundays. Abiding in him. We're connected by love. Faith works by love. We're connected by joy, that your joy might be full. Everything we do is in a spirit of joy because it flows out of Jesus right into our lives. We're connected by prayer. We don't cut communication with the Father. We make the time to pray, to allow us to hear the voice of the Father, that he can speak into our hearts. And lastly, we're connected by our giving. Such as I have. I want to have something to give. If I'm connected to the source, it's not what I can, it says, doesn't say lay up treasures for yourself so you can enjoy them, but it says lay up treasures in heaven. I can access heavenly resources. Pastor, when I go up to someone that needs healing, can't purchase that anywhere, but I know the source. And if I'm connected to the source, such as I have. Peter and John weren't healers. They weren't physicians. They weren't doctors. They didn't know. Here, put a little salve on that and it'll make it okay. But they were connected to a source. And because they were connected to the source of life flowing through them, the power of Christ. And even they said, why do you marvel at this? That name, through faith in this name, hath made this man whole. Hallelujah. I ain't going to figure it out. Gavin, I don't need to figure it out. I don't need to figure out how this thing works. I just got to get a hold of you get a hold of electric fence, power flows. You don't have to wonder how it's going to flow. You just get a hold of the source, and it flows through you. And it's what's funny is you grab somebody else and get a hold of them, and it goes through them too. It works in the kingdom that way. That's why we lay hands on people. There's an impartation. Not because I'm holy or because of how righteous I am. It's because there's an anointing that's come that flows into my body. Hallelujah. And because that anointing comes on me, I can transfer it. I can release it into others. And the same power that flows in me, that quickens and makes alive my mortal body, I can see sickness and disease be eradicated. Such as I have, give I unto thee. It's not for me to store it up, but it's to release it in others. As we stand tonight, did you get anything out of this? It's so simple. It's not complicated. But the simplicity of the gospel works. And to realize I don't have to do it in my own strength. I want to ask you, as every head is bowed tonight, first of all, are you connected to the vine? Are you connected? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt there was a moment in your life where you said, I confess Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I am a sinner. I've committed sins. I believe, Father, that you raised Jesus from the dead. He paid the ultimate price for my sins. And I receive him as my personal Lord and Savior. If you've never done that, then you're not connected. You're just playing church. You're just appeasing mom or dad or grandma or grandpa because that was just something we did. Make it personal for you tonight. If you've never made that decision, if you've never called on the name of the Lord and said, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to do this in my own strength. I want to be connected to you. I want to bear fruit. I want to be fulfill the purposes and the plans you have for me in my life. If that's you in the room tonight, just lift a hand up and say, include me in this prayer. I want to accept the Lord. I want to make a decision tonight that I'm going to be connected to the Father. Just lift a hand high up. Make that decision tonight. Don't wait another moment. There's not time to spare. The Bible says no man knows the hour, but only you. And I ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that. If your life's not right with God tonight, don't leave this place. But submit yourself to God, and He'll do marvelous things. You'll be connected to the power source tonight. Secondarily, hallelujah. Is there anything in my life that has become lifeless? I didn't talk a lot about pruning, a little bit. But is there anything in my life that is lifeless, fruitless, and unproductive that needs pruned or removed? Pruning's not a pleasant thing. When you look at it, we just think, man, that's, oh God, I maybe it's your time. Maybe God said you're wasting time on things that I've not released you to. You're allowing people to rob you of time. Anything in your life that says I don't see productivity in that life, in that area of my life, allow the Holy Spirit to prune that. Cut it away. It'll rob your strength. He wants you to bear much fruit. If you're not seeing fruitfulness, and you know, and you accepted Christ, you say, Brother Don, I'm born again. I receive it, but I don't see fruitfulness in my life. Allow the Holy Spirit. Not me or not. I can't examine your heart. Are you allowing Netflix to rob your time? Are you allowing the things of this world and the cares of this world to distract you? That it's choking the life of Christ. Is church just an option to you? Do you just show up when you feel like it? I'm not trying to offend you tonight, but if it offends you, get it right. Get it right before the Lord. Because we're going to be a fruitful people. This church is going to bear much fruit. Dr. Morocco says it, and Pastor stands wholeheartedly behind it. He said, I'm here to make you look good before the Father. What do you want to lay at His feet? What fruit do you want to have produced in and through your life that you can lay before Him? What areas of my life do I desire God to produce more fruit, more power in? There's an area in your life where you say, no, Brother Don, I want more. I've seen a little. See, the little is good. A little bit of fruit, that's not a bad thing. I'm bearing fruit, but I want to be much more fruitful. Maybe you have a ministry. Maybe you have a life group. And you say, Brother Don, I want to see greater fruit than we've ever seen before. I want the Lord to help me and to show me and to speak to me and to lead us and guide us, even as a church, in the direction for the rest of 2023. How many can set your faith that the rest of 2023 will be the greatest fruitfulness we've ever seen? Amen? But there has to be a commitment tonight. And I'm going to tell you something. Just look at me for just a moment. There's nothing forsaken in the kingdom that God won't multiply it over and over again. The disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, we've forsaken all to follow you. I left mama. Mama had some great fried chicken. I ain't had fried chicken for 6 months. The Lord said, there's nothing that you've forsaken or you've left that I won't add to you 100-fold in this life and the life to come. So why am I saying that? I'm saying that specifically. That's why I want you to look at me. Whatever the Holy Spirit puts His finger on, maybe it's something you really, really like. Maybe it's an activity you like. And the Lord said, you know what? For this season, I want you to stop that. I want you to lay it down. Maybe something you're passionate about. But Brother Don, that's, you don't understand. I can't do that. If it's anything that severs your relationship and your connectivity, We've got to stay connected in this hour. The very life force of who God is being released to the body of Christ. The Acts Church is going to be a minute story compared to what God is doing in the earth right now. Do you want to be on the forefront of that? Said those disciples turned the known world upside down. Why? Because they were connected to the source. Everything flowed in and through their lives. They were conduits of the anointing. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go, that such conviction that you've got so much of God coursing through you that you get around a sinner and they say, what must I do to be saved? It's not because I look good. It's not because I have an elegant tongue. I even butchered that. No, it's simply because the convicting power of the Holy Ghost flows through me. And the fruit of that bears salvation. Hallelujah. You want to see your friends saved? You want to see your neighbors saved? That's what he's after. The Bible says he waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. What's stopping the Lord from coming back right this? Because he's waiting on some fruit. And he's calling out to his church. He's calling out to his believers, saying, bear me fruit. Bear fruit. Let your fruit remain. More, it's not enough. I think of those grapes in Escobar, how they said they carried them, Pastor, on great big staves. Can you see us, Sister Lisa, bringing in the sheaves? Hallelujah. Lord, I'm bringing in a harvest. I'm bringing in bunches and bunches. Not enough. You know, when we were, was it at the conference? No, I think it was your guys when you were at the conference. The sister that played that video of Heartbreak Ridge. Give me one more, Lord. Give me one more. One more. That one man was running into rushing into hell's foothold where men were dying and rescuing them one by one. Give me one more, Lord. Hey, I got two, Pastor. I'm good with that. As long as I lead somebody else in me. You know, what they say is, it's not just good enough for me to go to heaven, but take somebody. How about you take 100 with you? How about we take 1,000 with us? How about we see hundreds of thousands healed by the power of God? How about we see some blind eyes open? How about we see some deaf ears unstopped? How about we see the dead raised? That you bear much fruit. I'm just going to leave the altar open. If you say it, I'm putting myself on the altar tonight. This message spoke to me so clearly. Apart from me, you can do nothing. All my efforts, all my energy is in vain if I'm not connected to the vine. Hallelujah, but if I'm connected. If I'm connected to Jesus, if I get up in the morning and say, Lord, I got to connect. I got to get plugged in. You charge your cell phone every night. It don't last if you don't keep it plugged in, does it? You don't go out on a 1% charge. Probably won't make it till lunch. But you get plugged in. You get it recharged. Plug in. Plug in through prayer. Plug in through the Word. Let His Word begin to change you and transform you. Every area of your life. Plug in through giving. Give of yourself more and more. I'm not condemning you. You guys are wonderful people. I like you better than you probably like me. But hey, get plugged in every area of your life to where the life force of God, that anointing is flowing in and through your life. Because everywhere you go, someone needs your fruit. The world is looking. The Bible says the whole world groaneth and travaileth and waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting for you to manifest. You go to a nursing home, there's healing that needs to be manifested. We're just fruit. We're just bearing fruit everywhere we go so people can receive of the goodness of God. How do you tell somebody to taste and see and you ain't got anything on your branches? Bear fruit. As the altars are open, if you need prayer for anything tonight, but I just want you to a greater level of consecration. Just say, Lord, there's nothing in my life that I won't surrender to you. And I yield myself. Father, as we pray tonight, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word, Lord. We are a church and a people that are not satisfied with status quo. Lord, we want more and more of you, Lord, to flow in and through our lives, Lord. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that by the Holy Spirit, you would convict us, Lord, of any area of our life that's come detached, Lord, that's not firmly grafted in the vine, Lord, that your life would flow in and through each and every one of our hearts, Lord, that we would be conduits, Lord, channels, Lord. The Bible says vessels of honor meet for the master's use. Send us forth, Lord, into a hurting and dying world, Lord, with the fruit of salvation, with the fruit of healing, hallelujah, with the fruit of joy. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. We love you tonight, Lord, and we surrender all that we have, Lord, all that we are, to all that you are. Hallelujah. Jesus' mighty name. If you feel to come, just go ahead. The altars are open.